fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here with Sam Andrews, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. And Sam will answer the phone beginning Wednesday afternoon. We'll have a custom rifle built. Get in on a group purchase thermal imaging. Give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. This is Farmers Monday. Got a question or comment? Give us a call at 512-248-8252. What is our Farmers Tip of the Week, sir?
John, let's talk about gunfighting for a second here.
Okay.
Generally speaking, when you get in a gunfight, you may not be able to follow the Karachi rule, particularly if you're being aggressed by someone else. You may not be able to dominate in less than 7 seconds, and you may not be able to leave. You may be defending your wife, your children. So the odds are, if you've got a group of people trying to get in your home, you're probably going to have to reload. Now, changing magazines, guys like Doug Koenig, they can do it in 0.8 of a second. My instructors can do it in under a second and a half. My students can typically do it in under 2.5, 2 seconds. Here's the thing. A modern semi-auto weapon, if it's properly designed, when you run dry, when you run out of ammo, the bolt's going to lock back, or the slide is going to lock back, which means you don't have to charge the weapon. All you have to do is insert the mag, close the slide, or insert the mag, close the bolt. You don't have to reach up and grab the charging handle or reach up and grab the slide and pull back. Here's the interesting thing about watching human beings operate guns. Their technique isn't always perfect, or the situation they're in isn't always perfect. And so maybe the edge of their thumb is just touching the slide lock, slide release on their pistol. Or maybe they inserted a mag, closed the bolt, and they rode that button until they were out of ammo. Or their hand was touching the button. Something caused that a malfunction. So the bolt doesn't lock back, or the slide doesn't lock back. Now you're in a situation where you're out of ammo, you need to reload, and the what you've done to the magazine starts to become critical. So if you've got a 30-round AR mag or a 17-round Glock mag, and you cram that magazine full, 30 rounds in the AR or 17 in the pistol, and you go to insert that mag and then cycle the slide or the bolt, there's about an 80 to 90% chance that mag doesn't secure itself properly in the gun. Because you've loaded the magazine so full that when you insert the mag, it doesn't clip in place. And the mag catch doesn't hold on to it. And so then you go to cycle the charging handle or the slide, and the mag drops out or drops down an eighth of an inch. No ammo goes in the gun. The gun doesn't get loaded. You're in the middle of a fight. Your gun's not working, and you get shot and killed. How do we avoid this? It's very simple. You take your magazines and you load them full, and then you pull one or two rounds out. I prefer two, but in a lot of cases, in some guns, depends on the design, you can get away with pulling one round out. Why do you need to do that? Because if the bolt or slide is closed and you run that magazine in home, the top round is actually touching the bottom of the bolt carrier, or it's touching the slide, and it doesn't want to latch in, and there's no give because the magazine's full. But if you take one round out, at least one, preferably two, you can insert that mag really quickly without a lot of force, and it will latch in reliably. And so my tip of the week is, on your defensive ammo, not your practice ammo, on your defensive ammo, make sure that when you load the magazine full, you remember to pull two rounds out before you put it in a mag pouch or in your kit. And that'll make for much more reliable mag changes.
All right. Great information. I hope people will comply with that. It'll help everybody be safer and get the job done, won't it?
Well, you hope so. And, you know, for a long time, people have said, oh, don't load your mags full because the springs will take a set. The modern flat wire springs that we use in our weapons, they don't really take a set. That's not why you don't load your mags full. You don't load your magazines all the way full because you want a smooth and reliable mag change. And when you throw that thing in the gun, you want it to latch in without tremendous force. If your bolt's open or your slide's open, you can take a full mag and just very lightly clip it into place. But if, for example, in a fight, if your bolt's closed, if for some reason it didn't lock back, the gun got dirty, you rode the slide lock or the slide release, you know, there's a host of reasons why your bolt may not latch back when it's empty. And that's the situation where you get into trouble if you stuffed your mags all the way full.
Absolutely. Well, this is great advice, and it's potentially life-saving advice as well, isn't it?
Well, you certainly hope so.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. That's a great firearm tip of the week. What direction do you want to go next, sir?
Well, I think we've talked a little bit about gunfighting techniques and mag changes. Let's talk about using cover. It's one of the best ways that you can practice using cover is a mirror. If you've got a mirror with a nice vertical clean edge, you can treat the frame of that mirror just like a doorway or the corner of a wall or something like that. And hopefully with an empty safe gun, you can shoulder that gun or raise that pistol and lean out until you can see yourself in the mirror. What should you see? Well, you shouldn't see your brachial artery, the upper part of your arm. You shouldn't see your heart or your lungs or your legs, your femoral artery. All that stuff needs to stay behind cover. So what you need to do is learn how to cant the weapon slightly so the barrel is 3/4 of an inch further out than your sight. and you need to cross your legs up when you're behind vertical cover, and you need to be able to lean out where the only thing you expose is the eye and your forehead from looking in the sight and your weapon, maybe the knuckles of your hands. And that's something you can practice in the mirror. And you can also see if your barrel is clear of the obstruction. What do most amateurs do when we first start making them shoot from behind cover? You know what they do, John?
What's that?
They shoot their cover.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, their bullets impact the wall because their sight is clear of the cover, but their barrel is not.
Right.
And one way to make sure that never happens is to look down your barrel, make sure it's clear cover. The other is, and particularly with vertical cover from a standing position, you can cant the weapon slightly and make sure the barrel is always slightly further out than your sight. Then you don't have to worry about shooting cover. And these are techniques that you practice, and one of the ways you can practice this and get immediate feedback is to do it with a mirror. That way you see what the enemy sees.
Okay, well, some other alternative mirror would be a friend that can make those observations, maybe a video camera pointing the right direction. There's different ways to skin this cat, isn't there?
Sure, yeah, and we video and take pictures of our students when we train them how to use cover, right? That way they can see for themselves what they're showing the enemy. And I remember a class, I had a very experienced policeman. I asked him to take a shot from behind this vertical wall, and he steps out. He's got his foot, his ankle, his calf, his thigh, the right half of his hip, his right lung, the right half of his heart, his brachial artery, his shoulder, right, his whole head. It all comes out from behind cover, and he takes a shot. And I took a picture of him. And then we showed him how to properly use cover, where all you saw was his eye, his forehead, the gun, and a little bit of the knuckles of his hands. And we compared the two photographs, you know, and of course the light bulb comes on, right? And he looks at me and he says, "Why didn't they teach me this in SWAT school?" And my answer is, "I don't know. Maybe they didn't understand what they were doing."
Well, you can't teach what you don't know, can you?
Yeah, that's the hard part. If you don't know the techniques, you're not going to be able to teach them. But that's why people come to the Freedom Center, because you have expert eyes on you that actually know these skills.
All right. Well said, sir. Well said. Any updates on the price and availability of ammunition and reloading components, sir?
Well, interestingly enough, I did get some powder that has been backordered for a year and a half.
Really? A year and a half? Oh, my.
A year and a half. Benchmark in Rotombo. I got powder in. Of course, it's sold. You know, it's already been sold. But the interesting thing is it took 19 months for that back-ordered powder to show up, if you can imagine.
Amazing.
19 months. We're still suffering from the COVID damage, right?
Right.
And the price of ammo is absolutely ridiculous. I look at the wholesale prices, and you know, I try not to cuss, but when I look at the prices of ammunition, it makes me want to swear. It's that bad.
Right. Absolutely.
Now, the Chinese have bought out so much copper, so much brass, so much lead on the international market, and they're loading ammo by the billions of rounds, right?
Right.
And so that demand has, along with the COVID debacle and the closing of lead mines in the U.S. and the EPA restrictions on our manufacturers here, which the Chinese manufacturers don't have, they don't have the same restrictions. I mean, it has driven the price of ammunition just out of sight.
You see any odds of or chances of the prices coming down or improving, sir?
Not in this environment. I have a feeling World War III will be over before the price of ammunition comes down. Everybody's gearing up. countries are gearing up, federal agencies are gearing up, cop shops are gearing up, citizens are buying everything they can get their hands on. The demand is just out of sight, and there's no end in sight.
On that regard, the aircraft carrier task force with the USS Eisenhower aircraft carrier has gone through the Straits of Hormuz into the Gulf there.
Yes.
It's about the size of Lake Michigan, isn't it? I mean, it's not that big, that Gulf area.
Yeah.
And relatively shallow as well.
Lake Michigan's pretty big, but it's a little, I think it's a little larger than Lake Michigan, but not a whole lot deeper. You know, what people don't realize, let's talk about the end game. China is driving international policy. China and BRICS, right? The organization with all these different countries now that are members, they want to weaken America. That's their goal. And so what you're seeing is China's strategy being implemented. They're trying to suck America into multiple wars at the same time. Make us fight on different fronts at the same time. They're trying to drain us logistically. That's what we did to the Soviet Union. We did exactly the same thing to the Soviet Union. They're taking our strategy that we used against the Soviet Union. They're employing it against us. They're trying to get us to fight multiple wars on multiple fronts and stretch our resources and deplete our resources. And that's what's happening right now. The other thing that they're trying to do is they're trying to buy up resources in America. I think the Chinese own 80% of our hog industry now, maybe 85%. They're buying up farmland and houses, all kinds of things in America. And it's so bad that certain states are now passing laws that don't allow foreign entities to buy land. I don't know if that's constitutional, but there are states that are trying to fight this right now. I hope they do. I hope if your state's not doing that, you might want to consider talking to your legislators.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm looking at a map of the Persian Gulf, and what I'm reading is that it's so shallow that if the aircraft carrier was sunk, about half of it would remain above water when it touched the bottom in much of the Gulf.
Yeah, there's a lot of areas that are very shallow. You know, but, you know, the carrier doesn't draw that much water. I mean, they draw a lot more water than a sailboat. You know, a typical boat will draw between 2 and 6 feet of water if it's 15 to, 100 foot in length.
Right.
But an aircraft carrier, you know, draws a lot more water than that, maybe 30 feet of water. Who knows, 20 right. to 30 feet. I don't know what the exact number is. Probably depends on the carrier design. But our Navy has the ability to project force like nothing else on planet Earth. And I think we have at least two carrier battle groups over in that area working right now.
Right, during the Mediterranean.
And we also have a number, I think, of carriers that are in port getting serviced. So, you know, we're not in the best shape right now from a Navy standpoint. And they just eliminated the scout sniper discipline in the Marine Corps. I mean, they're doing everything they can to weaken the United States. And it's really unfortunate. And the people in the United States are busy trying to pay taxes, trying to recover from the COVID damage. They're very distracted right now. And, you know, that's how they get like bills like 686 through, and this gun confiscation registration garbage in Illinois and New York's gun. They keep the people distracted.
Absolutely. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
See you. It's primitive as can be.
Don't be a victim. Is your home and car protected from an EMP event, or will you be a victim? EMP Shield will protect your home, car, or generator from the damaging effects of an electromagnetic pulse and lightning. Folks, this is the exact equipment the Department of Defense uses to protect their infrastructure, and each unit comes with $25,000 of insurance coverage. To get a $50 discount on each unit purchased, go to thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Or call the toll-free order line 24 hours a day. 800-592-9543. That's 800-592-9543. Don't be a victim.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. But I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork raised the way nature intended.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, visiting with Sam Andrews. This is Farms Monday. We got to take your, we have open lines. You got a question or comment at 512-248-8252. Well, Sam, with the classes being over for the year and you got a couple of months, I expect you'll be getting caught up in your rifle building, won't you, sir? You're on mute there, Sam.
Okay, I'm back.
I say again, with the classes being over for the year and having a couple of months off, you'll be getting caught up on rifle building, won't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, my customers have been so patient with me as I fought these lawsuits and gone through these surgeries. But I can now focus full-time on getting stuff shipped out. John, I have $200,000 worth of merchandise I've got to get shipped. It's just been building up. I've just been getting further and further behind, and now I can start to catch up. So I'm excited about that.
Well, that's good. And what's the time a man or woman places are for a custom rifle? What's the lead time, turnaround time to get delivery, would you say?
Well, I would say if I get caught up before January 1st and you ordered a rifle in January, it would probably be June. If you were to order a rifle right now and I have some other health issue or some other thing, it would be a year. So now that's a semi-auto rifle or pistol. If 6 months would be probably a good estimate. I mean, And I have people right now that have been waiting longer than that for their stuff, and it's built. It either needs to be tested or it needs to be boxed up and shipped, or I'm waiting on their FFL to get back to me. You know, there's all these little things that have to happen before you ship someone their stuff, and it's been rough having to teach classes with instructors injured and you know, having the lawsuits and the other things I have to deal with. But I'm just about done with the lawsuit paperwork that I've been working on for the past week that they're demanding I do. You know, it was due, I think some of it was due Friday, some of it's due Tuesday of this week, but I'm just about done with that, and then I can start to focus full time on what I do to make a living. So hopefully we'll get a lot of people their stuff, and they'll be happy before Christmas.
All right. Any changes or updates on the pending lawsuit?
No, just waiting for depositions and waiting. We have trial dates, so.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the lawsuit's been ongoing now for, I think, right at 2 years plus. And there's a panel at my website to make a donation to help with the legal defense, either a PayPal donation or a physical address to mail a check or a money order. And listeners to my show and Doug Hagman have been very helpful in all this, haven't they?
Yeah, they absolutely have been helpful. And, you know, I would say the donations have covered, I want to say, 35 to 40% of our legal fees. And we would not be in this fight winning had we not had that help. So I'm very, very grateful. And hopefully we can win this thing and really grow the Freedom Center next year and do some fun things.
All right. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to Freedom Center being able to do the things that have been planned for these years, that have been put on hold, get the tower built, get new ranges built. It's going to be a lot of fun doing this, won't it?
Well, and it allows us to service more people. You know, when you only have one combat range and one long range, you know, then you can basically only have two things going on at one time. But if you were to build like we have plans for in the North Meadow area, you build 9 different shorter ranges and 1 300-yard rifle range, that allows for us to teach 6 classes at a time if we want to.
Well, that'd be a dramatic change for the good, and I'm looking forward to seeing that happen. It's been a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, the lawsuit, this is the third year. And thank goodness we finally have a scheduling order, and we finally, you know, we finally have a schedule that we're going to keep now. So we will go to trial in March of 2024. And this thing will be decided within 30 days. The judge will probably rule, if he doesn't rule from the bench in March, which we kind of hope he does. But
all right. Well, just keep us updated as necessary. And ladies and gentlemen, please, if you feel moved to make that donation, please do so to help us with this struggle so we can move forward and achieve our goals of making a Freedom Center a truly world-class location. Right, Sam?
Absolutely. And I just want to thank everybody that's helped us so far. It has made a huge difference, so we appreciate that more than you know.
All right. Got a 5-minute break coming up. We got open lines at 512-248-8252. And we get back from the break, we'll get to continue with Firearms Monday. If you've got any questions, we'll certainly take care of those and get the information out that people need to hear. Right, Sam?
Absolutely. We'll talk about, well, when we come back from the break, let's talk a little bit about what is someone who's just getting into firearms, what do they need to know to not waste their money and spend their money on stuff? I'll give you an example of a guy that came to our last class with a Smith & Wesson M&P pistol, and we'll talk about that after the break. And how do I buy the right equipment the first time I go shopping?
Absolutely. Here's our break for it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie away.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. I have not one, but two Black Friday sales that go until midnight Friday, the 1st of December. 20% off Liberator rock heaters, 20% off the pellet hoppers that go with it. With the engine cleaner, is $25 off the engine cleaner, 25% off the mattress pads, an additional 5% off the entire order if you get or if you use PayPal for your engine cleaner and your mattress pad at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Sam Andrews, this is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The website, you need to check out the website. Excellent video on how to properly clean your rifle. That's freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Let's continue, Sam.
Well, let's talk for a little bit about if you're a young guy or you're an older guy that never really was into guns. You didn't have a dad or an uncle that shot and taught you about guns. Let's talk about what do you really need to get started? Okay, the first thing I would buy is a Glock 45, model 45, not 45 ACP. I would buy a model 45. They make them in several different colors, and I would put a Holosun 509 on a Glock 45 with an MOS cutout on the slide. Don't buy one with a standard slide. Buy one that has an MOS cutout on it, and then you can mount a 509 on that pistol. Now, why the 509? Why not just use the iron sights? Because you can't see the iron sights at night. Our students shoot groups 4 to 5 times more accurately, smaller groups, with a red dot sight than they do with iron sights on a pistol. And you need that accuracy with the pistol, and you need the ability to aim that pistol quickly in the dark. The whole point of buying a gun is to be able to defend your own life. And your chances of having to do that in the day are about 5%. Your chances of having to do it after dark are about 95%. So we prioritize being able to shoot in the dark. A Glock 45 or a 19X with an RMR sight like a 509 or a 508 will work really well. Now, why do we prefer the Glocks? I'm not a big fan of the Glock trigger. I'm not a huge fan of the Glock pistol in the sense that is it the coolest thing on the planet? It's not. The reason we like the Glocks is because there's so many accessories. Slide releases, mag release buttons, magazine end caps, extensions, things that you can use that you could configure the gun to fit your hand very well. If the gun fits your hand, then you can operate it quickly and accurately. If it doesn't fit your hand, you're going to be slow. Slow does not win gunfights. Fast and accurate wins gunfights. So we like things that improve our efficiency, our speed, and we like things that improve our accuracy. These are the things that enhance our chances of winning a contest where our life may be on the line. Okay, so the first thing I would buy is a good pistol with a good slide release and a good red dot sight. The second thing you're going to want to buy, once you have that secured financially, second thing you're going to want to buy is a piston-operated AR-15, most likely in 5.56 caliber. Now, if you live in an urban environment, I'm not opposed to having an AR-15 and 300 blackout. But the 5.56, there'll be more ammo and more types of ammo available to you than there likely will be with the 300 blackout. That's probably the best bet if you're just getting started. And certainly the ammunition will be cheaper for you to practice with initially. But you're going to want a piston operated, not a gas impingement AR. And the reason why is your rifle needs to be suppressed. If your rifle is not suppressed, when you fire at night, you're going to get a huge amount of flash come out of the muzzle. Even with a flash hider on the end of the barrel, you're going to get a ridiculous amount of flash. In the dark, that muzzle flash is the equivalent of a neon sign begging your enemy to shoot here next, right? And you don't want to draw fire. You don't want people to be able to see your location easily if you're in a defensive situation trying to defend yourself, your wife, your kids, your home, your neighborhood. So the next step, once you have the handgun with a good red dot sight, you're going to want to get a piston-operated AR-15. You're going to want to get a red dot sight for that. We like the Holosun AIM sight. It has nice lens covers. It has shake awake. It has a lot of features that make it very quick to acquire a target and very effective in bad weather. And it's not as expensive as the aim points. If you're made of money, go ahead and buy an aim point and call me. I'll build you a custom AR that will outshoot anything on the planet. But if you're not made of money, go buy an Adams Arms $1,600 AR-15, put a $450 Holosun AIM sight on it, and get a suppressor. We like the R2 30 cal suppressor. It'll quick connect right on your AR-15. And it will kill the flash. By the way, the suppressor you buy needs to kill the flash. Suppressing the flash is more important to your survival than suppressing the sound. And if you don't understand that, call me, I'll explain it to you. But that's a very important thing to understand. But if you can get a good handgun and a good rifle, and then get some training so you know how to shoot from behind cover effectively and hit what you're aiming at, then you are 99% better off than anyone who hasn't done these things. And those are the fundamental things that you need to have under your belt. You need to have a good pistol, a good rifle that doesn't flash, and some training on how to shoot behind various shapes of cover. Once you have those three things, you are way harder to kill than the average SWAT guy in America, and that's a good thing. Did I lose you, John?
Well, I was gone for a moment. The Skype went away, but it came back. Once this, the 2024 training schedule is posted in a few months, what would be the class these people would sign up for?
Yeah, once you have a good pistol and a good AR, then you can sign up for a basic tactical class. You'll do 2 days of handgun training. You'll do 2 days of rifle training. You'll learn how to handle those weapons with no wasted motion. And the interesting thing about learning to handle a weapon with no extraneous or wasted movements is that you get really fast and effective really quickly. Doesn't take very long. We have a drill that we do. It's a proficiency evaluation that we do at the beginning of the class. Most students are between 15 and 25 seconds. And after 2 days of training with a handgun, they're usually under 8 seconds. So they make massive improvements in just 2 days. And with a rifle, they usually learn a little quicker. And they may be 15 seconds with the rifle when they start. At the end of 2 days of training with the rifle, they're now typically under 7 seconds. And the reason they're a little faster with the rifle than they were with the handgun with just 2 days of training with each is that we do the handgun training first, so they have more days to digest the principles that we're teaching, and some of them apply to the rifle. And also, the rifles have better triggers. They have a quicker reset, and they're easier to pull than the handgun triggers. And you've got two hands on that system and lots of shoulder pressure, and it's really easy to and quick to recover from the recoil of the rifle. So students tend to be a little faster with the rifle than the pistol after 2 days of training with each. But once you go through that four-day course, 2 days of the pistol, 2 days of the rifle, and then you come back for the second 3-day class, which is the urban vehicle tactical class. That's 3 days of gunfighting skills in that second class. You're learning how to use cover. You're learning how to recognize what shot at you. You're learning how to shoot through auto glass. You're learning how to use vertical cover, horizontal cover, side hill cover. You're learning different shooting positions that work with different shapes of cover. Once you learn these things, you've been through the 4-day class and then the 3-day class. You are one hard person to kill in a gunfight. And that's our goal for you. And, you know, we used to have all these interesting discussions with our instructors. What should we teach in the basic class? What should we teach in the second class? You know, and once I laid out the requirement, you know, what is your mission as an instructor at the Freedom Center? It's very simple. Your mission as an instructor is to make my student as hard to kill as you possibly can in the limited amount of time you have for them. Well, that sure changed the priorities with the curriculum. You know, and we had these discussions in 2017, in 2018, in 2019. Those discussions were hashed out. And what distilled from all of that is an incredibly effective training program. It's like nothing else in the world, in the United States or in the world. You could come, take a 4-day class, come back and take a 3-day class, and be harder to kill than a SWAT operator. And to me, that's saying something, because that is not an easy thing to do from a teaching perspective, but we now know how to do it, and it works with every student. And so if you're willing to come and apply yourself in the class, I can promise you it will be a life-changing experience for you. You will be a different human being with a weapon in your hand than before you came to train.
Absolutely. Well, another part of the mission statement of Freedom Center USA is to have the students go to their home communities and become instructors themselves, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a really wonderful thing. when you realize how proficient you are with your weapons, you're going to realize that your skills after training with us far exceed the firearms instructors in your area. I'll give you an example. We had a guy that was training at Asymmetrical Solutions for about 7 years. It's good business. It's owned by a guy named John. He's an excellent guy, really high hires good instructors, right? And he was training there for 7 years. Well, he came to one of our classes, and we made him twice as good in about 4 days. And his question was, well, why on earth wasn't I taught this stuff over here? I've been training there. I've been paying these guys for 7 years, taking classes every year over and over, more and more classes. And you, I take one class with you guys, and I'm way better. Well, the interesting thing is he had a friend who was a state police officer, and he always practiced with his friend. Well, the state police officer kind of mentored him and instructed him and helped him. And he came to our class, one class, went back and shot with his instructor and his buddy, who was a state SWAT officer. And he was like, holy cow, where have you been? How did you do that? And he absolutely smoked his friend who had been teaching him for years. And it was a really interesting dynamic to see, A, the progress of this guy, and B, the reaction of his friend, who was a professional SWAT officer and a really good guy and a really skilled guy. And he comes back to shoot with him, and this guy had always had, the instructor had always had the advantage on him when they were shooting. This guy takes one class, and he goes back and absolutely smokes his instructor.
I look at that as a good outcome myself. How about you?
Well, that's what we want, and we want people going home and sharing this knowledge with their community. That's what we want. That's a huge, important thing to me. And if you're an instructor in your hometown and you want to learn skills at a level you've never even dreamed of, and you want to take sign up for a block of classes, give me a call, because I would love to have you take these skills back to your community and use them in your firearms instruction.
Absolutely. I encourage people to do that. You know, most law enforcement, police and departments and sheriff's departments will have one man or woman in charge of firearms instruction, won't they, sir?
Yeah, they usually have a pistol instructor, a rifle instructor, or a firearms instructor, a lead instructor. And he's usually the best shot on the department, and he's usually the quickest learner, and they let him sort of pick and choose the type of training the department goes through.
Absolutely. Well, we got our last break coming up. We get back from the break, which is in about a minute. We'll get your summary for the day and for the week, sir.
Very good. I think it's really important. One of the things that, there's two things we don't do well in policing in the United States of America. We don't teach police officers to respect the Constitution in the academies, and we should do that. We teach them how to do end around the Constitution. That's not good. The other thing we don't do for our officers is we don't teach them how to fight, how to win gunfights in and around vehicles. And that's really unfortunate. So many officers spend so much time in their cars driving around. They need to know how to defend and fight in and around their patrol car. And that's something we do better than anybody in the country, is teach those skills. And so if you're a police officer and want those skills so you can go home to your wife and kids confidently, give us a call. We'll get you in a class next year. And hopefully you can take those skills back to your department and teach those skills to the other guys in your department. I love training the instructors from departments, and we've done that with a number of guys, and they're always great guys, and they're always quick learners, and they're excited about taking this information back to their departments.
They should be, and I'm sure majority of them are, aren't they?
Absolutely. I had a guy from a Missouri county come by the shop Sunday, and we talked for almost 2 hours, and it was a really interesting discussion. He was talking about his sheriff and you know, what they do well and what they don't do well. And then we started talking about firearms techniques and different things. And he's like, why aren't they teaching us this stuff? And the answer is always, they don't know.
Right. Right. You can't teach what you don't know. Absolutely. That's the way
and,
it is.
And so it's important to share this knowledge, particularly in the world political and socio-political environment we're in now. It's important that we create a bunch of strong individuals in this country, police officers, citizens, everybody. And it's important that we all play by the same set of rules.
Absolutely it is. And that set of rules is based foundationally on the Constitution, isn't it?
Well, one would hope. You know, that one would hope. And I think if our founding fathers saw what happened to their system today, they would be really upset.
They'd be sharpening their swords and loading their muskets. Here's our last break. We'll be back with Sam Summery. Stay tuned.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Ciroc grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
About 3 minutes here to summarize your thoughts for the day and for the week, sir.
Well, there was a famous NFL coach who used to talk about how simple life was. And I always smiled when I heard him say this. I think it was Tony Dungy. And he used to say, life is simple. Do the next right thing. And so I'd like to talk a little bit about that concept, doing the next right thing. Go to Galatians 5:1 and read it. If you haven't, please do that. And understand that the yoke is the yoke of the law of tyrants. It's not the yoke of sin, how some preachers will preach it. If you read it in the original Greek, you'll understand what I'm saying. But go read Galatians 5:1 and understand that freedom is worth fighting for. And how do we do the next right thing? Well, we have to understand who the enemy is. The enemy is a bunch of satanic, greedy pedophiles and murderers. That's who's running the show right now. And so when I tell you to oppose evil, I'm telling you to oppose these murdering pedophiles, these greedy criminals. Oppose them. Do not comply with their bogus laws. Resist at every moment. Oppose them at every turn. And don't hesitate. Do not hesitate to oppose evil. This is what we're dealing with. And, you know, I remember that female FBI agent at my front door, and she rolled her eyes at something I said. And I said to her, don't you dare roll your eyes at me. You work for people that want men that have had sex changes in your daughter's bathroom. Don't you dare roll your eyes at me. You work for a criminal cabal. And you know what? She had no answer.
Of course not.
Because it was true. She had nothing to say at that point, right? And never forget who you're opposing. You're opposing evil, and you do the next right thing, and you stand against evil. You do not comply. You resist at every opportunity, and never, ever, ever give up your guns, ever. Don't register them, and don't give them up. And may God help the righteous people in Illinois.
I agree, absolutely. I agree. Well, there's been efforts to separate Southern Illinois from Northern Illinois and make it a separate 51st state. I doubt it would ever happen, but that's how serious people are down there.
Well, it needs to happen. It also needs to happen in New York, and it needs to happen in Washington and in Oregon. And we need to let these corrupt, satanic, evil metropolises and their corrupt leaders self-implode. That's what needs to happen. John, thanks for having me, man. Let freedom ring.
Roger that. Thank you, Sam. Look forward to having you back next Monday. We appreciate it. Okay. That's it for today. Get back to flies. You're plenty of essential oils. Now, like you can, you should never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful county, Crawford County, Missouri. Larger state of Missouri, I get to live in. Even larger, beautiful state of Texas. At large, please God bless the United States of America.
Sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.